2F Extraordinary Lifestyle Exercise 1, page 36.
The Shark Whisperer.
Stewart Cove kneels on the sandy seabed. One hand rests on a plastic crate filled with chopped fish. When he opens the crate to spare the first piece, perhaps 20 reef sharks appear in the water around us. 20 minutes later, all the chopped fish has gone and the sharks drift away. Over the past 25 years, Stewart has captured and manipulated sharks into various film scenes, especially tiger sharks. Tiger sharks are big and aggressive, and frequently responsible for attacking humans, but when captured or placed under stress, they struggle, and then become calm, as if they are half asleep. The sharks can then be released and manipulated for the shot, and this is when Stewart steps in. Stewart's work includes many films, and even a TV advert for a Japanese toothpaste, which involved getting a shark to hold still underwater while he scrubbed its teeth with a 5-foot pink toothbrush. But the film that made Stewart famous came out in 2003. Filmed on shop-bought digital video cameras, it was about a young couple left behind in the open ocean after a diving boat trip and then menaced by sharks. What made the film remarkable was that it didn't use any stand-ins or special effects. A lot of it wasn't acting. It was real fear. It should have been stunt people, says Cove. But the budget was too small to do that. Cove grew up in the Bahamas. At 19, he was an experienced diver, but he had no idea when he started working on the James Bond film For Your Eyes Only that he would have to work with tiger sharks. One day they said to us, "Okay, we are going to release the shark. If the shark comes to you, jump on its back." Then they said, "Stewart, you're one of the guys." And I thought, "Are you out of your mind?" But then they said, "You'll get $150. And well, as a teenager in 1979, that's a pile of money. Today, Cove charges thousands for 2 to 3 days shooting with a tiger shark. "Honestly, I was scared to death," Cove says. During the first take, the shark escaped, much to Cove's relief. Pretending to look for the lost animal, he was amazed to find it struggling at the edge of the set, trapped in a net. "So I grabbed it and it tried to bite me and then it relaxed. I swam it back and suddenly I was the hero who saved the whole day's shooting." After that, Cove became one of the chief shark handlers. He never told anyone he'd found the shark in the net. Out at the dive site, I asked him what I should do if I'm actually attacked by one of the sharks he's feeding. "Try taking your arms in," he says, "and avoid moving." But in fact, despite their reputation, many species of shark are very fussy eaters. Cove has seen sharks take bait such as chicken or lobster into their mouths, taste it, then spit it out. Same goes for divers. When the sharks accidentally bite the feeder's hand, the animals immediately realize their mistakes when they taste a wetsuit. Despite this, Cove himself has been bitten a few times by sharks. Once he was bitten on the hand. "It was the worst pain I've ever felt," he said. "The teeth go very deep." Still, he insisted that each time he had been doing all the things for the camera you shouldn't do, waving his hands around in the water unprotected. For some shoots, Cove and his staff have even simulated shark attacks. They strap food between a chainmail suit and their clothing and let sharks tear it off them. That's dangerous because they can actually rip your wetsuit and flesh. "Yeah, it's not smart, but you know," he says, "for fame and fortune, you don't mind doing anything."